Yeah. Mom, I've got it.
Yep. Well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored. She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior. Well, perhaps someone who doesn't feel superior. There's Betty. And yet, it just doesn't seem as if she'd be much fun. What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too.
Yes, Donald Trump's behavior has a lot of people questioning his sanity, so I consulted the American Psychiatric Association's official diagnostic and statistical manual for mental disorders. To be clear, I am not a mental health professional, and I am not attempting to make a mental health assessment. I am simply offering a comparison of the official diagnostic criteria for narcissistic personality disorder with the public behavior of Mr. Trump to help you determine whether he is competent to lead the free world. Someone with narcissistic personality disorder will exhibit five or more of the following. 1. Has a grandiose sense of self-importance.
Business Week magazine, which is now Bloomberg Business Week, said in a vote of its readers that Donald Trump was the world's most competitive business person, with Bill Gates being number two and Warren Buffett being number three. So I've beaten many people and companies, and I've won many wars.
So Woody decided he'd ask Anne for this first date. But just how should he ask her? And what if she refused?
No. And joining me now from the White House is counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kellyanne, let's cut the it's no secret that President Trump did not get the inaugural turnout he was hoping for. Why was the crowd so small?
I don't think ultimately presidents are judged by crowd sizes at their inauguration. I think they're judged by their accomplishments.
Well, then why did he choose to send his press secretary out on his first day in office to defend his numbers?
Don't be so overly dramatic about it.
I am not being dramatic.
You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts. But the point.
Wait, what?
Hi.
Hi, Ed.
What you doing?
Just thinking.
Don't work too hard.
All the bad time. When you think about political lies and their consequence, Adolf Hitler told a series of lies to his people. After World War I, he said that the defeat in World War I was caused by the elite class, the bankers, the Jews, trade unionists, the communists. They were the reason why Germany had been humiliated in World War I. They were the reason why Germany had been humiliated at the Treaty of Versailles and was in such terrible debt. They were the reason why Germany decided to pay off its debt by inflating its currency and creating a horrible inflation so that they could pay off the debt to other countries with a cheaper Deutschmark. Lying about the war in Vietnam, lying about its cause, the Gulf of Tonkin, it never happened. Vietnam never attacked us. We attacked the crap out of them. I mean, you know, we bombed that country senseless, killed 2 million people, covered the country in Agent Orange, created millions of birth defects. Not to mention the damage, you know, the damage we did to our own troops, to millions of our own troops, who are many of them still on disability. The Vietnam War is still costing us money, and the 54,000 or so who died. So we saw the lies in Germany and Japan. We saw the lies in Vietnam. And I, you know, like I said, living through that, being an anti-war protester out in the streets, having these debates with my father who supported the war in Vietnam, he believed the lies.
Seniors.
Last time I saw this much white hair, Madonna was getting out of a limo without panties.
As you can see, there is incredible Secret Service and police presence. It takes a lot of people to make sure that Melania doesn't run away.
She's pretty awesome. Did you see her, those naked pictures of her?
No, I didn't.
New York? Oh my God. Well, let's just say they should call her Laura Nobush.
This is Japanese ceremonial tea. It's good on a cold day.
Press secretary gave alternative facts, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point.
Wait, what?
Is there booze in your cup? Do you think you make sense when you make this shit up? Cause alternative facts are facts that aren't facts. They're just facts you made up and call facts. You can't just make up facts if the facts are not facts. They're alternative facts. They're not facts. They're alternative facts. Was the crowd big or small? Did you see it or not? Is he building a wall? Is he scared of a leak? Is he tweeting too much? Does it seem like a lot?
Quill put an end to talk.
She saves her. Interestingly, Donald Trump has such a bad reputation with women,
Even the Bible he's supposed to put his hand on has just filed a restraining order. Might as well make some money off of these idiots. Here we go. Who needs tickets? Okay, I got, I have a couple of tickets in the anti-Semitic section, but I think I can get you an upgrade into the anti-Muslim section.
Oh. Yeah, perfect, yeah.
There we see former President Bill Clinton here. Bill Clinton, a stark reminder of a more dignified, genteel administration when vaginas were probed by cigar, not by hand. Now coming up to the stand are the Trump sons, also known as the less motivated Menendez brothers. Are you excited for a Trump presidency?
Absolutely.
So what do you do for fun besides drawing devil horns on Nancy Pelosi? Hola. You're a Latino for Trump?
Yes.
No, so let me ask you in your language out of respect.
Yes.
¿Qué está mal contigo? I have a lot in common with Trump, actually, you know? Yeah, the only difference is the hand up my ass isn't Vladimir Putin.
Minds of Trump Administration Incorporated come Alternative Facts. The alternative line of products took the world by storm with Kellyanne Conway's Alternative Facts. Just like facts, but better, more customized, fabulous for any situation. You're not falling to your death, you're going alternative up. But there's so much more. Alternative energy, just like regular old fossil fuel energy, but fracked or dug from the ground, then put in an alternative transport pipe under drinking water. Don't think of them as Native Americans who were here first. They're alternative humans. Trump Administration Incorporated's White House cabinet is definitely not made up of billionaires. They're alternative commoners with your best interest in mind. There are no buffoons, just alternative geniuses. And numbers? Forget it. You're in the driver's seat with alternative figures. No, it's not too good to be true, and we're not nuts. Just practicing alternative sanity. Trump Administration Incorporated's alternative product line, the alternative reality you've been waiting for. The alternative product line and alternative reality are registered truth marks of Trump Administration Incorporated and supersede any facts, science, or mathematical proof under penalty of prosecution.
Expression and communication, which the spoken word came in turn to imitate.
Of the Bible, Donald Trump is being sworn in on. Put your hand next to him. See how it makes your hands look big? Have another hat. Let's update the slogans, okay? That's for you. America gonna great, yes. And for you, how about it's home of the brave, not homo of the butt brave. And for you, of course, hey bitch, bring me a Coors. There we go. And right here, enjoy, sir. I have no idea what's going on. Check it out. Right now, I'm here talking to these guys. They call themselves Bikers for Trump. Yes, and I'm going to take a wild guess that those aren't exercise bikes. Okay. Hey, sir, can you tell me why you voted for Trump in three hateful words or less?
I am tired. No,
that's good.
Of Obama.
Mike Pence will take the vice presidential oath of office, administered by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in what will be the closest Pence has ever stood to a black man.
Linealty.
Once more, please.
Thank you.
Mom, Mom, what's for supper? Oh, Mom. Is it all right with you if I have a date Saturday night?
Well, of course, you generally go out on Saturday.
Answer a question without double speak.
Come on, honestly, Mike Pence is so uptight he has to take a roofie.
Supporters aren't as lame as I want them to be. So I have to figure out, this is just gonna take a second, okay?
Predisposed us to think and act in certain ways.
Which, in a sense,
printing extended the emphasis upon linearity. It fostered and encouraged
my ability.
Two is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love.
When I bought Miss USA, Miss Universe, I made sure that the women were really beautiful.
It changed what men thought of themselves, how they behaved toward each other. It changed systems of government, so on.
But Mom, this is different. A date. I haven't asked her yet.
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Scarborough. I'm here with DJ Halliburton. Welcome. And this is Dr. Furious, Furious George Show. Check out furiousg.blogspot.com. And you can hear all about all the old fun stuff. And also, just so much crazy alternative cool stuff going down. We are into the first month of the Trumpocalypse. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. This is your source of revolutionary, inspiring reactions and resistance. I'm going to play some more fun stuff, including some fun, crazy background music. That's the new Paul White thing, mixtape thing he pulled out. And then also got some of the new Run the Jewels. Got a lot more to play to that. And some... Zavala. God, we've been crazy all about that. But we will also use a little bit of help from the orange orangutan in charge with spotlighting on some alternative crazy stuff going on. So help from Shia LaBeouf. Jake Trapper is going to try and corner Kellyanne Cuckoo. And we're also going to have some other fun. So thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Thanks for Halibut burning in here. Yeah. And also want to just say, you can call us at any time. 919-246-9639. Or go to furiousg.blogspot or email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. Or just keep doing what you're doing. Support Microbot Radio. Thanks for doing that. I'm furious.
Girl, but
liberals and conservatives disagree on so much.
Oh, Mom, give him a break. I think he can swing it. We all have to start sometime.
That is beautiful.
If you don't overdo on dating.
I've had an amazing life. I built an amazing business, and actually they said, oh, he'd never say what his business is worth. It's actually a much higher number than the number I gave.
If Putin likes me, and if he thinks I'm a good, smart person, which, I mean, I hope he believes it, I am. Actually, he's right, I am brilliant. You know that, right?
3. Believes that he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other people of high status.
I don't know. Maybe people don't want my message. Maybe they want to stay mediocre. And if they do, they should put a politician in office.
That constitutes a habitual tension over the whole body that's there almost all the time. And that feeling of unnecessary tension is, as it were, the material sensation upon which we fasten this concept of I. We hang it on to that feeling. The concept is not us. The feeling of tension is completely phony. It has nothing to do with success in seeing, hearing, or acting. And so we get the marriage of an illusion with a falsehood, and that we call ourselves. And no wonder we feel cut off from everything, alienated, frightened of life and death.
Mediocrity. Oh yeah, it really happens. Donald Trump laid his little pussy-grabbing paw on top of 2 more books than he's ever read in his life and spoke the most solemn vow he's uttered since his 3rd wedding.
So help me God.
So help me God.
No, help me God! Was that thunder we heard or the faint echo of jackboots?
At the bedrock of our politics, be a total allegiance to the United States of America. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. This moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
To me or to this kid? Has such a pure voice, such pure blood. Listen, Mr. President, you don't know me. I'm Sam B. I make a lot of jokes about you, but I don't think you're Hitler. However, that Goldman Sachs worm tongue who tells you what to say is filling your mouth with more Nazi code than Enigma. Are you the only 70-year-old man in America who doesn't watch the History Channel? President Trump delivered his pet frog's morning in dystopia speech to a mall that had more empty white space than the Republican plan to replace Obamacare. Presumably because most attendees were brutally murdered upon arrival in an urban city. Damn you, American carnage. The low turnout apparently brought back some painful memories for the president.
Using moi, bitches. A lip and a last that a gas might twist it. Nope, no sleep for the vicious. Key up a cop car just to see mischief. I'm a nut punch wizard. Speed bag and ball bag, leave none in it. We got one ambition. We up and puff till the muff go missing.
Big black fella with a 4/5 in the backpack fella. I rumble, don't stumble, young fella. Got a stinger in the 69 bomber, be yellow. I mean, stunner, big titty, bang, fella from the Nelson Mandela of Atlanta, don't tell him.
Hey, I'm a goddamn savage, eat with no hands, I don't even use napkins. Yep. Mark says number one bastard, show up in shorts with a hatchet laughing.
AL, the AR's an option for any asshole wanna talk and pop shit. A quick plan pussy or the pistol will pop off and get your whole face pushed back or knocked off.
Made us dangerous, too old to change, I'ma stay with paper. Poor folk lovers, the rich hate our faces. We talk too loud, won't remain in our places. Smoke by the acre, a brain escaping. Smoke anymore, my brain is vapor. I don't do meek anymore, God save it. The laughing is done now, time to cry later.
Tell them haters and bitches, we bang big shit, but yeah, you should mind your business. You can't pause or shun this, physical fitness. Bitch, we run this, paraplegics. You don't want shit, fuck you even. Get the gumption, thank you styling. Thank you stunting, I expect the fuck out your ass front.
Oompa-loompas, a small tool edge of medullas. I'm coolers who rule, but I scalp a ruler. New to this town, I'm a stranger passing. I see the bum crews, I don't get the hoopla. World got rules, they say, that's a rumor. But 999 is a tumor. They ain't even trying to buy the weed, crying goodbye. We got dying to do food, the design.
1-2-1-2, I done read books by Sun Tzu. Learn from beautiful women who roll my joints too. The opposite of humble and my swag on comfort. No admission for the cool, just kicking the comfort. Hurry up, we got liquor to run through. Bells to inhale, lies to not tell. She told me let her go and then I can excel. I left her with a pound of drew on the next tail.
Administration Incorporated's White House cabinet is definitely not made up of billionaires. They're alternative commoners with your best interest in mind. There are no buffoons, just alternative geniuses. And numbers? Forget it. You're in the driver's seat with alternative figures. No, it's not too good to be true, and we're not nuts. Just practicing alternative strategy.
Thank you, and also thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music
you've been waiting for. The alternative product line and alternative reality are registered trademarks of Trump Administration Incorporated and supersede with fact, science, or mathematical proof under penalty of prosecution.
Thank you, and also thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music. I love house music. Well, to my first official press conference as president-elect. Before I begin bashing the press, I just want to acknowledge that they are so, so important, and I hate them so much. Now, let me address the reports released about me by BuzzFeed. I'm talking, of course, about the pee-pee. These reports are completely unsubstantiated, as many websites have said. And that's all I'm going to say about the pee-pee. Does anyone have any questions about anything else?
Mr. Trump. President-elect Trump, did you do the pee-pee?
How do you respond to the explosive reports that you hired prostitutes to pee-pee on the Obama's bed?
See, I don't think you're getting it, okay? That question doesn't matter. This press conference doesn't matter. Nothing that comes out of my mouth right now matters.
Nobody knows the system better than me. Which is why I alone can fix it.
Four requires excessive admiration.
I employ thousands and thousands of Hispanics. They love me. I just did so well with the evangelicals in the poll. I love them, they love me. And you know what? I've been very successful. And they love me. And by the way, I think I'm going to win the Mexican vote.
We have employees that love us. You know, they love me, they love us.
Bing, 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 bing.
I understand everybody loves what I'm doing in terms of the border.
Everybody loves
fantastic house music.
They love me. They love me. They
love house music.
They all love me. I did very nicely in life. They love me, I love them.
They love me and I love them.
They love me and I love them. We love you, Mr. Trump.
Welcome to my first official press conference.
Favorable treatment or automatic compliance with his or her expectations.
It's not been easy for me. It has not been easy for me. And, you know, I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million.
This whole election is being rigged.
I don't need to wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
Practice, my boy. Experience.
But I don't think I'll know what to say, what to talk about.
It was the print-oriented genius of the Western world that created an applied knowledge and technology unrivaled in human history, and learned to manipulate matter, energy, and human life by breaking down every useful process into its functional parts, then producing any required substance. Just as pre-shaped parts became components of, say, an airplane.
is education of the public. We've got to tell him exactly what he's doing and what it means. First of all, he has gone and gotten all of the Wall Street guys, most of them who are against Dodd-Frank, and want to dismantle it also. They've got to know what that means in terms of being able to buy a house.
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate. Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speed at which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of patterns. Story which illustrates the kind of plan that's not customary in literary society. The story of the Boy Scout who helped a nun across the street. And the nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, madam. Any relative of Batman was a friend of mine."
Russian trolls and Twitter eggs. The whole day was swollen with lugubrious pomp and freighted with menace that left a lot of us feeling like we'd just installed Trump Emperor of Dune. It was surreal and frankly, not very funny. Fortunately, the previous night gave us the inaugural concert, which was surreal and fucking hilarious. The concert was a lot like Woodstock in that it often felt like we'd all eaten the brown acid. Ah, somehow I no longer feel bad about cutting all funding for the arts. The new administration received some much-needed gravitas from the U.S. Army Band, performing a tune that instantly connotes institutional competence and respect for authority. Enough, now that Trump's in charge, a lot of us are expecting the Spanish Inquisition. Look, I know our country is horribly divided, but for a moment, I felt a kinship with the Trump family and their palpable, heartfelt boredom with Three Doors Down.
I just want to be Liberation Day, in the interest of new beginnings, liberals have to stop calling Trump voters rubes and simpletons and instead reach out and feel their pain. The pain they insist we didn't see. And there is ample evidence for that pain. Did you know that of the 14 states with the highest number of painkiller prescriptions per person, they all went for Trump? Trump won 80% of the states that have the biggest heroin problem, and the counties that he won in Ohio and Pennsylvania that went for Obama last time are the ones that are racked by opiate abuse. So let's stop calling Trump voters idiots and fools and call them what they are. Fucking drug addicts! Now, if that sounds like I'm actually not reaching out, I promise I will. But first, I have to get something off my chest about this phenomenon of white conservatives on drugs. And the numbers are phenomenal. West Virginia was Trump's best state. And in the past 6 years, folks there have downed 780 million hydro and oxycodone pills. That's 433 pain pills for every person in the state. West Virginia's mascot is a dilated pupil. In Wisconsin, another key Trump state, between 08 and 2014, heroin deaths nearly quadrupled. I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but kids, don't do heroin. It's a gateway to being a Republican. And the thing that sticks in my craw about this is that for decades it was us liberals who were accused of destroying the fabric of society with our drug use. Remember the country anthem from the hippie era that put the counterculture in its place? Merle Haggard, Okie from Muskogee. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. Yeah, today Muskogee, population 38,000, has 9 drug treatment centers. They should change the lyrics to "We don't share our needles in Muskogee. We don't mix our smack with PCP." Us for undermining patriotism by being stoned all the time. Well, who's stoned all the time now? Not us. We've moved on to kale smoothies and an occasional craft beer. Meanwhile, you've got meth mouth and are taking your dog's arthritis pills. Live free or die? More like press down and twist.
Landfill, and to allow some gloating from the other side.
for a walk with a few friends. Spent his Saturday in Langley with his portable pep squad, attempting to mend both his rift with the CIA and the wound to his exquisitely tender ego.
Man, I was explaining about the numbers. We did a thing yesterday, the speech. Did everybody like the speech? You had a laugh. So I've been given good news. But we had a massive field of people. You saw them. Packed.
Oh, Jesus, fuck, let it go already. There was so much empty space, it's amazing no one declared Manifest Destiny on the uncolonized end of the National Mall. It would have been a fitting kickoff to a second Jackson administration. You are at a memorial to agents who gave their lives for their country. What is the matter with you?
It's just unbelievably frustrating when you're continually told it's not big enough.
Shh, I know, honey. I know. But if one unsatisfied woman makes you feel sad, I got some bad news for you. You know, going... Going to the Women's March was like waking up from a nightmare to find that the monster was real, but all your friends were there with sticks and torches and unflattering hats to beat back the darkness. If only we'd known sooner that all you have to do to get white women to show up to a protest is to give them a craft. We'll keep that in mind the next time some white lady turnout would be helpful. People put a lot of effort into getting to a march, while others put a lot of effort into not understanding why people were marching.
Why are you guys marching?
I don't get it.
These marches just, they befuddle me.
I frankly didn't see the point. I mean, you have a day after he's uplifting and unifying.
Yeah, we know what Trump's been uplifting. That's why we had to march. Our executive branch is in the hands of a septuagenarian size queen and a corn-fed fertility cultist who calls his wife mother. So forgive us if we're a little worried about getting zapped back to Pleasantville. There were sister marches from coast to coast, and if you watch Fox, nowhere in between.
Big protests yesterday all over the country, Los Angeles, big liberal cities, New York City.
Liberal people from liberal cities gathered in mass. I'm not sure that's a message that's going to resonate, again, outside of liberal cities.
These are all liberal enclaves. I mean, these are the folks that came out on the coast.
Yes, nudie coastal enclaves like Des Moines, Iowa, the Kennebunkport of the Prairie, and Wichita, Kansas. I think Anna Winter took the Hampton Jitney to that one. There were marches in Kanab, Loop City, and Zebulon, which sound like Star Trek planets, but which I assure you are real American towns where real American people are getting real woke real fast.
Avenue in the back, all the way down to 17th Street.
Wow!
And I bring you words from Nina Donovan, a 19-year-old in Middle Tennessee, and she has given me the privilege of telling you what she has to say. I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a diss track to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is gonna rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber, shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. I'm not as nasty as using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. But yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmothers fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty like the fight for wage equality. Scarlett Johansson, why were the female actors paid less than half of what the male actors earned last year? See, even when we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone. Why is the work of a black woman and a Hispanic woman worth only 63 and 54 cents of a white man's privileged daughter? This is not a feminist myth. This is inequality. So we are not here to be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be nasty. I'm nasty like my blood stains on my bed sheets. We don't actually choose if and when to have our periods. Believe me, if we could, some of us would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are pads and Tampax still taxed? Ooh, that was a brand name. Why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not? Is your erection really more than protecting the sacred, messy part of my womanhood? Is the bloodstain on my jeans more embarrassing than the thinning of your hair? I know it is hard to look at your own entitlement and privilege. You may be afraid of the truth. I am unafraid to be honest. It may sound petty, bringing up a few extra cents. It adds up to the pile of change I have yet to see in my country. I can't see. My eyes are too busy praying to my feet, hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact half my life. I have been zipping up my smile, hoping you don't think I wanna unzip your jeans. I am unafraid to be nasty because I am nasty like Susan, Elizabeth, Eleanor, Amelia, Rosa, Gloria, Condoleezza, Sonia, Malala, Michelle, Hillary. And our pussies ain't for grabbing. Therefore, reminding you that our walls are stronger than America's ever will be. Our pussies are for our pleasure. They are for birthing new generations of filthy, vulgar, nasty, proud Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Sikh, you name it, for new generations of nasty women. So if you a nasty woman or you love one? Who is? Let me hear you say, hell yeah. Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
All right, hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious here. It's George Show. Chilling here with DJ Halliburton. Halliburton.
Hey there, guys. Let's take a moment to thank the Steep Canyon Rangers for their show out in the Tar Heel game tonight. Let's think of that as a crowning memorial for Roberta Moore and Matt Keats, who we lost this past week. God bless you guys.
This is Real Community Radio, so taking over, sending our love out there to all the folks, and you can learn more about this station, WCOM. You can be a DJ. Come on in. You can pick whatever topic you want. You can guess what kind of topics we pick here at the Furious Show, and obviously with the 3 million people who marched furiously this weekend, I just want to support them, and also... learn more about the station. Go to WCOMFM.org, and you can support the station in many different ways. By listening, of course, but we really appreciate you kicking in if you can, or becoming a DJ, whatever you got to do. Most importantly, have a good night. We'll see y'all next time. I'm Dr. Furious.
Peace.
We're out.